أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي لا يبلغ مدحته القائلون ولا يحصي نعماءه العادون ولا يعدي حقه المجتهدون الذي لا يدركه بعد الهمم ولا يناله غوف الفطن ثم الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرض روحي وأرواح الفداء ولعن الله وعداهم أجمعين إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله.
First of all, let me thank the Sheikh who spoke before me. It is vital and very important that our Sunni brothers come out like this and let us know what they're thinking and what they're feeling. It's important that they make it very clear that what's happening in Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan has nothing to do with the Sunni faith. A lot of us as Shias, we have a misconception that the killings happening in Pakistan and across the world are done by Sunni brothers. It's not. And I can tell you until I'm blue in the face, when the Sheikh sits up here and sends salawat and says Nara Hedri and blesses the Ahlul Bayt, then it should be very clear to all of you that what's happening in Syria has nothing to do with Islam. Islam is Sunniism, Islam is Shiism as well. And so it's very important. And I thank you, Sheikhana, for coming forward like this and saying beautiful words for his tawfiq, inshallah. One salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Centuries have passed, my brothers and my sisters. I know that you are drenched. I know that you are in rain. I'll be very quick, inshallah. Centuries have passed. Decades have gone by. They've attempted to kill the ideology of Shiism, and they failed time and time again. The Bani Umayyah came and left. We're still here. Bani Abbas came and left. We're still here. The Pahlavi government came and left. We're still here. Saddam, Gaddafi, Mubarak came and left. We're still here. They killed Shaheed Arif Husseini. We're still here. They killed Shaheed Mutahari. We're still here. They killed Shaheed Bakr al-Sadr. We're still here. Bakr al-Hakim. We're still here. Sibt al-Jafar. We're still here. One by one, you attempt to destroy us by killing those around us. You're giving us life, my individuals who don't understand that. Every single time you try to kill us, we come from that root and we get stronger and higher every single time something like this happens. So now what do? You try to destroy our muqam al-muqaddasat. You attack our shrines and you think for a moment that's going to deter us, kill us, weaken us. Absolutely not. We don't attach ourselves to buildings. We attach ourselves to those who carry the message in that building. Bibi Zainab, salamu alayha. Allah. Let me say a few words about Bibi Zainab. We are in the days of the Shahadat of Amir al-Mu'mineen. And she was, as Munir Bhai said, Zainab. She was the zenith of her father. Why was that? She was also Sharikat al-Husayn. She was not just a physical Sharikat with Husayn. She was a Ma'anavi Sharikat with Husayn as well. She took the message of the day of Ashura and she moved it forward. She saw things with her eyes, my brothers and my sisters, that not even Husayn ibn Ali saw himself. And when she was asked, how did you find the day of Ashura? When she was asked of everything you saw, of all the bloodshed, of Tilla Zainabia, of the fact that you saw your brother's Hussein head on a Nok and Neza, how did you find the day of Ashura? She says, Ma ra'aytuhu illa jamila. I saw nothing on the day of Ashura but beauty. Bibi Zainab, I'll say this to you. You saw the dead bodies of your sons, Ono Muhammad. You saw Ali Akbar's Barchi. You saw Ali Asghar's Deer. You were sitting there on Tilla Zainabiyah with Imam Hussein, and you watched 10 horses change their hooves, trample the body of your brother. And all of that to you was Jameel. All of that to you was beauty. We understand that when you sacrifice everything that's beloved to you for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is beauty in the eyes of the Ahlul Bayt. So let's not be discouraged. Let's not be demotivated. Let's understand that our attachment is to the message of Bibi Zainab. And that will never be destroyed. That will never be taken away from us. And today we do say labbaik to Bibi Zainab. We do say labbaik that every single time there is a musibat, we remember the musibat of you and your brother and your family on the day of Ashura. A few words of a masaib, if you don't mind, with your permission, inshallah. Just so we understand what's going on here. To understand the beauty of Bibi Zainab. When she was in Karbala from the 2nd of Muharram to the day of Ashura, our books tell us that she became the daughter of Fatima alayhi salatu wasalam, where she played the domestic role inside the camp of Imam Hussein. But post Ashura, she became the daughter of Ali alayhi salam. She took that camp, she took that qafila, she took that message from Karbala to Kufa, Kufa to Sham, and back to Medina. And she made it her absolute privilege and priority to make sure that every corner of the globe remembers her brother Hussein and his sacrifice as well. The same Hussein, when she's getting her two sons, Ono Muhammad, ready for battle, she's putting on the armor herself on these two individuals. And she's telling them that you are going for the thirst of Sakina. You are going for the shirkat in Imam Hussein's mission. Don't ever think about your own thirst. Don't call on your uncle when you fall from the horse. I'll be watching from the camp to see which one of you is more brave. When the bodies came back to the Khaymagah, and their light, Ono Muhammad, had given their life for Islam, everyone waited and saw what was Bibi Zainab's reaction. The Khaymagah opened up, she came walking out. She kneeled down between Ono Muhammad. On her left is Ono, on her right is Muhammad. She placed one hand on the chest of Ono, one hand on the chest of Muhammad. She fell into sajda and she said, Ya Allah, accept this Qaliyah sacrifice on my behalf. If I had more to give, I would give more. And we see the same jalak when we came to the Inqilab of Iran in 1979. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, the rahmah as well, would go to every single house of the Shuhada, would meet with the mothers, would send their condolences. The mothers would never cry. They would say, Ya Rahabar, if we had 3 more sons, 4 more sons, 5 more sons, we give them one after one after one. If Hussein can give Ali Akbar, we can give our sons as well. This message of sacrifice, this message of Islam will forever remain in our hearts. You can destroy that haram, we'll rebuild it, no problem. But you can't destroy our message. You can't destroy our attachment. As long as there is tears in our eyes, we will cry for Zainab, we'll cry for Hussein. That you will never destroy. In fact, that will be the reason for our nijat, inshallah, on the day of judgment. We ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that under this sky of mercy, that you accept our amal, inshallah. Protect those who are on the front lines in Syria. Protect the message of the Ahlul Bayt, inshallah. And give us tawfiq to be the true Shias of the Ahlul Bayt. Alayhi salatu wasalam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.